In a certain mountain village in Europe several centuries ago, a nobleman wondered what legacy he would leave his townspeople. At last, he decided to build them a church building. No one saw the completed plans of the building until it was finished. When people gathered, they marveled at this beauty and completeness. And someone asked, "But where are the lamps? How will it be lighted?" The nobleman pointed to some brackets in the walls. Then he gave to each family a lamp that they were to bring with them each time they came to worship. "Each time you are here, the area where you are seated will be lighted. Each time you are not here, the area will be dark. This is to remind you that whenever you fail to come to the assembly, some part of God's house will be dark." The famous English preacher Charles Spurgeon once visited a man who had isolated himself from the church community. Without saying a word, Spurgeon walked into the man's home and sat with him by his fireplace. The man felt uncomfortable. With some tongs, Spurgeon took a lump of coal from the fire and set it on a brick. And both men stared at that solitary lump of coal as it dimmed and cooled. Spurgeon then stood up, and as he opened the door to leave, the man said, "I understand, Pastor. I'll see you next Sunday." Have you ever noticed how Jesus was obsessed with the number one? One lost sheep, one lost coin, one grain of wheat, one thief of the cross, one Nicodemus, one only child of a widow mother, one Lazarus, one fallen sparrow, one Zacchaeus. St. Augustine said, "God loves each of us as if we are the only one to love." Yet moving on, when God created mankind, he said it's not good for man to be alone. So God gave Adam a wife. They had a family. And we've been living in community ever since. Or at least we are meant to be living in community. So close home, Jesus says in today's gospel, "Where two or three are gathered together my name, there am I in their midst." Thank you for being here today. Thank you for bringing your light to shine. Thank you for being together with God's family. How important it is for us to be here. How important it is for us to be together. If any group of us will gather, work, and act with the Holy Spirit guiding us, we become more than just simply the sum of our numbers. Two become more than two. Three become more than three. The sum of our individual ideas and abilities become much more because of the synergy that God's presence provides us in multiplying our presence. And in our faith community, we act together so we may help one another in God's name, and we too may let light shine in the darkness. So very simply, friends, today Jesus makes it clear how important it is to be here with one another week after week. Through our links to one another in Jesus, a capacity rises in this community, enabling us to draw on God's power, to heal, to show others the way, and above all, be his people shining in the darkness. And so why do we come here today and every day the Lord calls us? We come together to be together, to work together, to pray together, to serve together. In Jesus' name, unleashing the power of the Spirit to transform lives and the lives of the world. And so when you and I gather in Jesus' name, this gathering opens our hearts to allow Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, the gift of light, to be part of us and what we are to do. And so the bringing of your lamp to light the church today is one of the most important things we can ever do. So will you continue to join us again and again to bring your lamps brightly polished, to let them shine so others may come and join us too.